It's time for my yearly update on Grand Center. What a happening and hopping place it has become. There have been dozens of additions to the Arts District, and still more are about to open. KDHX has recently opened the Larry J. Weir Center for Independent Media, and what a beautiful facility it is, with beautiful new broadcast booths and a technologically efficient performance space. The Media Plaza between the Nine Network and St. Louis Public Radio should be up and running by late spring or early summer. And of course, St. Louis Public Radio has recently merged with The Beacon. The Grand Center Arts Academy is anxiously awaiting the opening of the former Sun Theater, which will be the Academy's performing arts space. Jasmine Aber, the creative one, has recently opened CELL, the Creative Exchange Lab, which encourages young people, and some old ones too, to share ideas in creative design and architecture. On that same block, Folk, which gives lessons in playing folk instruments, and the offices of Metro Theater, the prestigious children's theater, have recently opened their space, which also includes rehearsal areas. The Metropolitan Building now offers low-income housing for working artists in all artistic disciplines and is currently fully occupied. The International Photography Hall of Fame, located above Triumph Restaurant, has been open for several months and also has photography exhibits in the recently opened Dark Room Wine Bar and Restaurant. Chris Hansen, who does innovative and varied programming for the Kranzberg Art Center, has created this space next to Dooley's Restaurant in the old University Club building. Of course, the Kranzberg houses Craft Alliance's Satellite Space, a black box theater where several theater groups perform, and a cabaret theater, which features jazz every Saturday night, as well as a wonderful variety of artistic programs. CAM, the Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis, has Lisa Melandri at the head and has recently hired Jeffrey Uslip as chief curator to continue planning cutting-edge exhibitions and is next to two top-of-the-line arts institutions. The Sheldon continues to present everything from folk to classical to jazz, etc., in the acoustically perfect Performing Arts Auditorium. And the Sheldon Art Galleries is currently featuring 250 Imagining the Founding of St. Louis and Walking Grand Center as two of its exhibitions. Next door is the Pulitzer, which features not only visual art exhibitions, but surprises us all the time with innovative performances such as breakdancing, nail art, drag, and you name it. Jazz St. Louis will soon open the Harold and Dorothy Stewart Center for Jazz, which will increase the listening room size considerably and will include a lot of space for jazz education. M. Pirro, the young founder and director of St. Lou Fringe, is preparing for the Fringe Festival in June, which features all sorts of offbeat and sometimes right on the beat performing arts in Grand Center, as well as other areas of Midtown. And Plush Nightclub and Restaurant has always got some groovy musical presentation and good food to boot. Our tried but true Fox Theater and St. Louis Symphony have already announced their next season productions, and we still have time to catch a few more productions before the end of this season. The best part of it all is how the leaders of all the arts institutions in Grand Center meet regularly to put their heads together and produce and present all this wonderful art for all of us in our great St. Louis. To the artists, artistic directors, and all involved, please keep cranking out all those great productions and exhibitions, and thank you. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.